Zog the Mishnah. Daf Kufnu Nomad Aleph. Lo Yisko Adam Poilin B'Shabbos. A person is not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos. But Lo Yoyma Adam L'Chavegoi Lisko L'Poilin. Now, the reason why you're not allowed to hire workers, Zog Rashi, D'Chsiv Mimtzai Chevtzicha. Mimtzai Chevtzicha V'Dabedover. This is Uvda D'Choil. You're not allowed to do this. The reason is because of Mechamemkar, you're not allowed to do it. So Bekevega and Shuvas brings because Shema Yichtov is good for the reason, based on Rashi and Be'edaf Lamed Zayin, Shema Yichtov. That's why. But the point is, Mechamemkar, Mimta Chevtzecha. That's Lo Yisko Adam Poilin B'Shabbos. What about telling someone else to hire? So the Mishnah, no. V'lo Yoymar Odom L'Chavega Lisko L'Poilim. Why you would think that it's Mutter? The Gemara's going to ask. Why would you think it's Mutter? If I'm not allowed to do it, so I'm going to tell someone else to do it. That's lifnei evil isit and michshel. What does that make a difference? If it's also for me, mimtzachevtzacha, why would I be able to tell someone else to do it? So the Gemara is going to say that someone else is talking about a guy. There's going to be a chiddush in a guy. Zok the Gemara, Mishnah Vayter, ein machshichin ala tchum. You're not allowed to go to the border of the tchum. You're not allowed to go chutz tchum on Shabbos. But you're not allowed to go to the border of the tchum in order to do what? Let's say the poilim are on the other side of the tchum. So I want to get myself ready right after Shabbos to be soicha poilim. So I go myself ready all the way till the end of the tchum in order to go right after Shabbos to go get them. Or let's say I want to bring peiris mechubarim from a field. Not allowed to take them off. It's koitzer. So I'm going till the end of the tchum and right after Shabbos I go afterwards to fetch them and to be koitzer to them. So that's also why. Ein machashchin ala tchum. You're not allowed to be machashchich and go all the way to the end of the tchum. Liskel apoyim lahavi peiros. The Rambam learns the chisaron of lahachshich ala peiros is gufa because of mimtze cheftzicha. It's not cheftzich shemayim. The Ritva learns that the peiros are out of the tchum and the gzeira is the chashash is you might go out of the tchum. And lishmar is the case when the peiros are in the tchum. Unlike Rashi, we'll see soon, it's a whole different vod. It's not a chashash of going out of the tchum. It's a different nekuda, we'll see. Zok the Mishnah, this is also. However, but if let's say you're going to be Shoyme Peres, you're allowed to watch Peres on Shabbos. So you're allowed to go, but the Peres are out of the Tchum. So you're allowed to go till the end of the Tchum in order to go right after Shabbos out of the Tchum to watch the Peres. Why? Because Zok Rashi, being Shoyme Peres is Mutter on Shabbos if it would have been in the Tchum. Cutting Peres or Bisoycha Poilim is also on Shabbos if it would have been in the Tchum. So the difference is, if I go to the end of the tchum to do a maisa, which would have been also on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to be machshich, mimtzachevtzacha. But if I'm going to do a maisa, which is muta on Shabbos, so then you're allowed to go be machshich to the end of the tchum to be shomer peiros out of the tchum. That's the difference of Rashi between the maisa, what you're doing, is it a maisa issa? Both of them, you're going to the end of the tchum. But we're not goyzer, you might go out of the tchum be'etzem, because even though the peiros are out of the tchum, the maisa that you're doing, is that maisa that would be mutter or also?
Unlike the Ritva that says the gzera goof is you go out of the tchum.
Now, Tosfos over here in Omid Beis says that if Toich the tchum, Tosfos on Beis going on the Mishnah, if Toich the tchum, you're allowed to be machshich liskar poyalim. Let's say the poyalim are in the tchum. Over there, it's not nicker that you're going to be maske poilim. When you're going all the way to the outskirts, so it's nicker, so then it's chsarna michtze chevtzcha. But if it's teuchet tchum lisko poilim and you're waiting around, so then it's mutiv, it's not nicker. But ein chanami, something that's nicker, you're not allowed to teuchet tchum either. Let's say I'm going to my field, I'm walking around, pacing up and down, waiting to cut right after Shabbos, that's also aser. That's also going to be, even though it's teuchet tchum, it's not a vart in tchum or not, it's a vart, where is the nicker? So chutz, when you're standing mechashchim, that's gufa nicker. You're standing by the border. So it depends what you're doing it for. But Ein Chalami Teichat Chum would also be a chisaron if it's nicker. So Zok the Mishnah, Ava Machshech Hu Lishmar. U maybe Peres Biyodoi. Now, if let's say I'm going to the end of the border to be Shoymer Yelaru, and then after Shabbos Yelaru even be Koitzer Peres. I went to be Shoymer, not to be Koitzer, because that's the word. I went to be Shoymer, I didn't go to be Koitzer. So even though now I'm being Koitzer, there's no problem. So Rashi says, my main machshava wasn't for this. That means the main machshava was to be shoyma,
and the ikka machshava was not to be koitza.
And that's why it's mutter. So there's a few diukim in this. Number one, it says my ikka machshava wasn't for this. Let's say my machshava was for both of them equally, so then it would be also. Only because ikka machshavta is lishmar. That's why it's mutter. If machshava is lishmar and also lekatzer, it's also. But if it's ikka machshavta lishmar, then it's takamutta. Now the Mishnah says maybe peres biyodoi. So some of the dag from the Lushan, maybe peres biyodoi. Biyodoi seems to imply dafka biyodoi. What is the mashmois of biyodoi? Biyodoi means that even though it's nicker and people see me walking out with it, you don't have to worry about it. Even though it's fahesi, it's in my hand. I'm not hiding it. So maybe it looks like I went to be koitzer. No. And in addition, there's a chiddush in biyodoi is mashma only a small amount, not a vast amount. If it's a lot, then it's not going to fit in your hand. So maybe you're only allowed to bring a little, because if you bring a lot, then it's clearly that you went in order to be koitzer. Then it's muchach that my das mitchila was to do that. So then it's takah biyosa. So it's dafka maybe it's biyodoi. Biyodoi that even though it's fahesia, and biyodoi dafka that it's not a lot. Anything that I'm allowed to tell my friend to do or a goy to do on Shabbos, to do on Motzei Shabbos, so I'm allowed to be machshech on it today. That's the klal that we're saying. If the melacha is osa to tell, then you're not allowed to be machshech. If it's mutter to tell, then you're allowed to be machshech. Zok di gemara pshita. Maishna hu, maishna chaveroi. If you're not allowed to be soicha poilim, so what does the Mishnah have to say? Lo yoyim ha'odim lechaveroi liskar. If it's also for him, it's who had also to tell someone else. Lifnei ve'lo yitzit in michshol. What's the Mishnah saying? Pshita. Maishna hu, maishna chaveroi. Omra papa, choven nochi. We're not talking about stam chaveroi yisol. We're talking about telling a goy. And we're saying that Amir al-Akum is a shvus. You're not allowed to tell a goy. Maskiv lo ravashi. Amira la nochi shvus. We know this already. It's a fair mission daf kufchav aleph that nochi shabal chabos in omer loy kabei. So why have to tell me over here the chiddush of amira la akum shvus? So Tosan kufchav aleph says the chiddush of amira la akum shvus is that even by an isad rabbonon, because if here liska poilim is an isad rabbonon, still is an isad of amira la akum. That a bekvega brings that the isad of amira la akum it blabs like a shliach. It brings Rashi in kufnum gimel, even though Rashi in avodah zarah it's mashma it's als dabe dover. The nafkamina is the stipler. If it's my shliach, so then even if I told him before Shabbos, it's also. But if it's David David, then only if I tell him on Shabbos. Elo megavashi, afilu teim chaver Yisrael, but talking about a yid. Hakomash melon lo yoyim odem lechaver Yisrael poyalim. You're not allowed to tell him to be soicha poyalim. Aval oyim odem lechaver anira shetamoid imi leerev. That means you're not allowed to go to a person and say, "Could you hire me workers?" Because that's also. That's an issa to do. You're not allowed to do it. So you're not allowed to say it. We said, you're not allowed to say that on Shabbos. However, if you meet someone, you're allowed to tell him, I'll meet you tonight. You know what I'm talking about. I'll meet you tonight. Mm. And the guy understands you're meeting him tonight because he wants him to fix his porch and to do a melacha. So I'm not saying straight out that I want you to work for me. I'm just telling him, without saying anything, I'm hinting at him. Mm-hmm. So, that you're allowed to say. Umasisin manikir b'shur ben korcho. The Tanya lo yoyma odem lechaver anira shetamid imi le'erev. Tanya Kama says in the Brayse, you're not allowed to tell someone, I'll see you tonight. B'shur ben korcho oimer. Oimer odem lechaver anira shetamid imi le'erev. B'shur ben korcho says you're allowed to. And that's a chiddush. No, yeah, you tell him on Shabbos, I'll see you tonight. If you tell him, I'm hiring you tonight, that's also.
I'll see you tonight
without saying anything. I'm Shuman Korcho is matir. Now, the reason is because what is Shuman Korcho being mechadish? I'm not saying anything. All I'm doing is I'm thinking about the work and he understands it. So it's only hearer. That's all it is. I'm being maharer. Hearer is mutter. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rabba Bachanam Rabbi Yechanon, Halok Reb Shuman Korcho. That means that this din of being mahara in the malach is mutter. That's what the Gemara is going to say now. My time, Reb Shuman Korcho. What's the reason? Dichsev mimtzoy chevtzecha v'dabe dover dibur aser hirer mutter. That's the whole word. Hirer is mutter. It says dabe dover. So since over here you're not saying anything, I'm just telling him I'll see you tonight. You always say I'll see you tonight. So mele, that's why it's mutter. So the Ran says, the reason why it's mutter is because I did not say an amount what I'm paying you. He might back out. He might come when you see him tonight and you tell him, I'm paying you $5 an hour. He'll say, I'm not doing the job. So in Mela, there was no cheftzachot, there was no isadon because of Maisa, you didn't say an amount.
Or the pshat is, you didn't say the melacha to do the melacha, but the point is, you didn't say the melacha or an amount, so all you're remaining with is what you're thinking, which is here alone.
Now what's pshat in Tanakama? Tanakama says it's osa. So either Tanakama holds here a kedibur, and it's taka osa, or even though I didn't say the melacha, even though I didn't say amount,
But Lamaisa, I spoke, so you can't say this is hira bavad. It's not hira only. Hira is muta. Masha'enkein, even though I didn't say an amount, it's considered dibur of mimsach heftzacha. Because at Maisa, I'm being medaber about something which is understood to mean doing a malacha, heftzacha. So that's why Tanakam holds its also. Meaning, even this dibur vasiyah tonight is also.
Zok di gomar rome le rav achem rav huna le rove. Mi om rabbi yechanan dibur osi hira muta. We're saying now in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Omar Rabbi Rabbi Achan Omar Rabbi Yechanan. My time Rabbi Shimon Kocha Mimtzer Chefzcha Dibur Osi Hira Muta. So you tell me Rabbi Yechanan's of the opinion in Shas that Hira is not Kedibur, it's Muta. Alma Hira Lav Kedibur Domi. But Omar Rabbi Bar Avchan Omar Rabbi Yechanan. B'chol Mokom Muta Lahar Chutz Beis Hamechad Beis Hakisei. You're not allowed to be Mahara in the Beis Hamechad and Beis Hakisei in Dibur Torah. So we see clearly that Hira is Kedibur Domi. So how do you tell me that over here on Shabbos it's mutter to hint to the guy because here is lav kedibur? And to the Gemara shiny awesome, the bein of vayimachnecha kodesh. When it comes to divrei Torah, it says clearly in the pasuk vayimachnecha kodesh. You're not allowed to have an erva, you're not allowed to have a tzoya in the machana. Why? So Rashi says because Klal Yisrael is tomid maharib divrei Torah. So that's why you're not allowed to have an erva or a tzoya in the machana because you always have to be maharib Torah every second of the day when you're up. So Mamela, that's why here is also Veleiko. It's not gonna be Machanecha Kodesh if you're Maharer. Masha'enkein, over here, it doesn't say a din of Oya Machanecha Kodesh. So over here is Takamuta. Fakti Gumaga, over there also, Hochanamik Seva Liga Bukha Ervas Dovar. It says Ervas Dovar, and Dovar connotes Dibur. Mashma only Dibur Bidivitar is also when is the Erva. So the Gemara says, no, that dover doesn't mean dibur. Hahumi boile lich Rav Yehuda. Dom Rav Yehuda, akum orum osa likras kriyashma kenegdoi. When you have a goy that's naked, you know how to say kriyashma in front of him too. You might think, maybe a goy is like a behemoth, so maybe it's not considered an erva. No, akum orum is also osur leyev ever's dover. Dibur of kriyashma is also in front of him also. What's a chiddush? So Gemara loin by koma, loin by Yisrael the osu fashteitzach. You know, say kriyash ma by Yisrael ogum. Aval akum kevin chzibe asher psal chamogim psogum. They're like donkeys. Emo shapi domi. It's not considered erva. Komash belon that no. So the Gemara emo chanami. Maybe the taka considered psal chamogim. So why should it be an issa of dibur kriyash ma in front of an akum ogum? Omakro the ervas aviem loyrou state by Noyachin. Ervas Noyach was an akum, right? Ben Noyach. So ervas aviem loyrou. They didn't see ervas aviem. So Mamela we see clearly that it's called a shame erva. So Mamela it's taka osol daber, and to say kriyashma in front of an akum, that's an erva. Now be'etzim there's two psukim over here. There's one pasuk that we're saying v'loyira b'cho ervas dover. That dibur kriyashma is also in front of an akum erva. And on the other hand, we have a pasuk that says, asher psar chamorim psorom. Is mashma that they're psar chamorim. They're not called an erva. So in chanami, the whole din that we're asking by an akum is only the dibur. That means kriyashma in front of an akum. Dibur is also. Mashen can hear in front of an akum erva. That will be mutter. What's the pshat? The pshat is because it's taka to psukim. There's one pasuk that says that as is dibur, because at the end of the day, state loyah veleach ever's dover dibur is also by an akum, and the akum is called an erva ever's aviyam loyro. On the other hand, there's a pasuk of a shepsach hamayim psalam. So all we asked was dibur, but here is takamutter because here is at the end of the day psach hamayim psalam, and there's no pasuk that asks here only dibur. It's not tsoya. Tsoya here is also. Here we're talking about the dibur in front of an akum olum. So over there it's taka only the dibur, not the here. So the pshat could be shteitn posik ve'erva saviyam loyro. It's only a shame erva klapi dibur. An akum is an erva klapi dibur. An akum is not an erva klapi hearer. But at the end of the day, it is a posik of asher psar chamorim psalom. So it's an erva klapi dibur, but klapi hearer it's psar chamorim psalom. Zog the Aruch Shulchan in Simen Ayin Hey. Kvan is bar the also likus kriyashma neged erva. You now I read a kriyashma in front of an erva. Va'afilu neged ervas benoyach, even in front of a goy. Va'afilu neged ervas cotton, he says, even against ervas cotton, you're not allowed to. Then he says, v'yesh matirin by an ervas cotton, as long as it's not roy lebiya, less than teis shonim, v'yamechod, v'chein ikel adina.
Then he brings in Yardei, Reish Samchei, there are those that are not oiches be'erves atinik b'shas ha'brocha on l'mila, because the mice is in Erev, and you're saying a brocha, it's dibur. V'yesha oichzin, Adarabi, you're coming over here, that shaykh did in Erev, because his oichzin can be mekadish and mekdush samila. And that's the mice out of Goin holds also, and Mishabura brings that we're not worried about the erva of the mila and saying the brocha. Yes, he's not a yid yet until after the mila, especially if he megayas someone. But that is not your oisik and faked. Your oisik and lekatcha bekdushas mila, so there won't be that problem. Zok digamal vayta v'dibu mi oser, meaning we said before that Rabbi Yochanan says that mimtzeh cheftzeh v'dabe dovar, dibur is oser and here is mutter, but dibur is taka oser. Everyone holds dibur is oser. You're not allowed to say mimtzeh cheftzeh v'dabe dovar on Shabbos. You're not allowed to say dibur shachoyl, meaning the dibur of yiska poilim and all these things that were discussed.
If someone has to make a calculation and be medaber about the mathematical calculations about cheshbonus shel mitzvah of tzedakah, mutar lechashem b'shabbos.
Now, if dibur is osur, what's the difference? The Gemara right now holding that even makom mitzvah should be osur. Maybe only here is mutar. Who says you're allowed to be medaber cheshbonus?
Zok Gemara v'omer Rabbi Elazar poiskim tzedakah l'aniyim b'shabbos. You're allowed to be poisik b'peh. And not just make the calculations. It's not to say the dibur of cheshbonus of poiskim tzokal anim shabbos. What happened to the din of dibur osir?
V'om Rabbi Yanka Barid, V'om Rabbi Yechonon, mefakhin pikuach nefesh upikuach rabim b'shabbos. You're allowed to be ma'ayin and look over the different dinim of pikuach nefesh and pikuach rabim. What needs to be done for the rabim to go to the malchus? Some take out the gears of pikuach nefesh. V'shteitzach pikuach nefesh is mutter. That's not a kash over here. But upon them, all these things are dibur. And right now, we don't hold that dibur shal mitzvah is any different. Why should it be mutter dibur on Shabbos? If it's dibur shal teira tefillah, that's mutter. But dibur of all these calculations should be also. V'holchel about the kinesias, you're allowed to go and gather in shuls ulefakech al iske rabim b'Shabbos. Just figure out what to do for the rabbim. V'om Rav Shmuel Barachmei Nomer Biyechon holchel letratiyos ulekakasiyos ulebliskoyos. You're allowed to go to theaters. You're allowed to go to circuses. You're allowed to go to Dick Palaces in order to do what? Lefakeach liske gam b'shabbos. Meaning that all in order to figure out what to do for the rabbim and to be oisik and tzochet tzibur, all types of cheshboinus and calculations, not b'machshova, b'dibur. V'tonet v'emenasha, in addition it says, meshatkin ala tinoikus, you're allowed to talk shiduchim and be medaber. And meshatkin ala tinoikus and the etzim proposing and making a shidduch is mutter on Shabbos. Li'ores, b'Shabbos, to make the etzim erusin. V'alatinoik, l'lamde sefer, to be allowed to talk to a person, to hire him, to teach a kid and teach him Torah. U'lalamde umnus, to teach him an umnus. Right now we're not b'chalik yet that a mitzvah is mutter. But upon him, dibur should be also. And to the Gemara, that's good for the difference. O makro, mimtze cheftzecha v'dabe dovor. Mimtze cheftzecha davka your chafetzim. Don't say mimtze chafetz. Mimtze cheftzecha dabedover. The dibur of your chafetzim are osir. Chafetzecha asurim. Your chafetzim are osir. But cheftze shemayim umetorin. And all these things are cheftze shemayim. Shal mitzvah. Shal rabim. Shal Torah. Shal umnes. All these are mitzvahs. Leores meshadech. So these diburim are mutter. And that's why le'olam dibur is osir. But dibur shal mitzvah. Cheftze shemayim is taka mutter. Now, the halacha we take a paskin that hira is mutter, and even hira bar asokim is mutter. We pass on like Abshu ben Kocha. Abshu ben Kocha said in Gemara before that you're allowed to say, Oy ma'od l'chaveira hanira shetamid imi le'erev. You're being maharer about the job, but you're not saying anything. So here is taka mutter. But lemaisa, the reason why it's mutter, the Meiri says, because le'nit le'toy le'malach ha'shoris. Now, the Shulchan Aruch does say that even though hira is, nasokim is be'etzem mutter, But as Oynik Shabbos, it's a mitzvah not to think about it at all. And especially if your Mahara is going to cause you tirdas and daigas, state behedyin shin vav, that it's also because then the it's taken away from the Oynik Shabbos. But in the etzim din of Abshur ben Korcha, which Rada Taisa says, two deis, Abshur ben Korcha, someone has said that it's a bakiva, and he was called Korcha because he was bald. But Tais says that was a derech zilzul that Ben Azeh called him a kareach, so it doesn't make sense that he said it. B'dichusa, we're going to call him Korcha. So Avada Zok Tais says that it's not Rabbi Kiva, but it was a person by the name of Korcha, like Korach, and he's Yeshua, the son of this Korcha. But upon him, the halacha we paskin in Shinzayin, the halacha is like Abshur ben Korcha, and Oimer Muter Loimer Lechaveira Nira Beinov. tamid imi le'erev, because it's only either hearer, and that would take be mutter.
We'll stop over here towards the bottom of Kuf Nun Numad Aleph.